Well, good morning, good morning, and good morning to all of God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God, to praise Him for who He is and what He has done in our lives. Saints, He remains faithful, He remains kind, He remains just, and He remains present. It doesn't matter what happens and what has happened, the Lord is our present help. You can go anywhere, and wherever you go, the Lord will be there to support you, to guide you, to ease you, and to bring you out. I pray this morning that the Lord finds you in a spirit of gratitude, a spirit of saying to the Lord, thank you. Not so much for what's happening to you, but because He is in you and working through you. Whatever is going on in your life, we have to recognize, we have to take a moment, and we have to recognize that nothing can touch us without God's approval. We are the property of God. And because we are the property of God, it doesn't matter what happens in life, nothing can touch you without God's permission, without God's approval. Which means the thing that you're going through, you may not like it, but everything does not come for our deliverance. Some things come for our development. And because we know this as a reality, those of us who have matured in Christ, then we have to say all things are working together for the good of them who love Him. And if you love Him, you trust Him. And if you trust Him, you know that He is too kind to make any mistakes, too wise to make any mistakes, and too kind to be cruel to you. And because we know this, because we stand affirmed in that, we can rest assured that wherever we're experiencing, whatever is happening, whatever is going on, God will get us through it. And not only will God get us through it, but God will work it out. We are His people. I don't care how many times I come on this time of prayer and meditation, I remind you, we belong to God. I know sometimes it doesn't always feel that way because we want everything to go according to how our flesh is feeling. But it is not our flesh that we ought to be catering to. It is our spirit. And a part of developing our spirit is to allow some things to come at us, but won't affect us in a form of destroying us. You are God's child. I want you to stand on that. I want you to believe that. I want you to be firm in that. You are God's child. No weapon that's formed against you can ever prosper. It can only scare you, but I pray that it scare you into the arms of God, that you may grow stronger, and that you may see His wisdom. This week I received a telephone call from one of the saints that we've been praying for. And she shared with me that the doctors made a mistake. The doctors said that she was in stage 3 cancer and that she needs to start preparing and doing certain things. And then all of a sudden, the report came back again, another report, and recognizing that the first report was in error. Not so. But listen to me very carefully, saints. We never know how God is working. We never know what God is doing. That's why it pays all of us to never fall apart. We can't afford to fall apart when we hear a doctor's report that is not pleasing. We can't afford to fall apart when we find ourselves experiencing something that looks to be like it's going to get the best of us. We don't know how God is working. Many times it's just a test to see where we are in our faith. Are we still at the kindergarten level, or are we at the university level? Do you totally trust God is always going to be the real question of the day? And one thing we can say out of our mouths is another thing we can do out of our actions. God is more concerned and He's more interested in the actions of what we do. That's why He says, speak those things that be not as if they already were. Why? Because we have to act out what we are looking for God to do. If you're sick, you have to walk like you're healed. If you are broke and you need finances, you have to walk like you're rich. You cannot live life saying one thing and doing another. Your life, your lip, and your service must all line up together that God may get the glory in your life. It's Sunday morning, saints. Remember what happened on Friday with Jesus. Jesus went through a litany of things People did crazy stuff to him. They spat on him. They did. They whipped him. They did all kind of stuff. He was forgiving. He was being Jesus Christ throughout the whole process. He decided, I'm going to be Jesus regardless of who they are. And when we say that we're Christians, we must have that same attitude. I'm going to be like Jesus, regardless of what happens in my life, what other people do. And they whipped him, they beat him, and even put him in a borrowed tomb. But what I often remind people is that that was Friday. That was the testing. He said to his father, let your will be done. He said to his father, I will be obedient even until the death of the cross. And he did it. And the reward came on Sunday, because weeping only endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. I hope you catch what I'm saying to you right now. Your problems, your issues, your proclivities, the things that you're going through is only the night season of your life. The morning shall come. You will not always be in need. You will not always be sick. Another saint called me that we've been praying for. Pastor, I'm coming home now. And these things encourages my spirit that prayer still changes things. These things encourages my spirit that regardless of what man says, God gets the last word. And I want to encourage you, my sister, my brother, who may be going through something right now, and you're saying to yourself, how am I going to survive this the same way you survived the last thing? You're going to trust God, and you're going to keep walking. You're going to trust God, and you're going to keep moving forward. You're going to trust God, and he's going to work it out, because you're going to walk it out. Saints, faith is not what you say. Faith is what you do. Trust is not what you say. Trust is what you do. We can say, I believe God all the times we want to say it. We can say, I trust God as much as we want to say it. But at the end of the day, when the rubber meets the road, will you trust him? Will you believe him? Will you rely on him? The word of God to you on this Sunday morning comes to you with strength and with power, because I want you to really get the reality. You can't just say it. You have to walk it out. You have to walk out your love for God. You have to walk out your trust in God. He loves you. He's going to take care of you. I stand as a witness that I've been through many dangers, toils, and snares. I've been through hurt, I've been through pain, I've been through suffering, but through it all, he's been faithful. Through it all, he's been faithful. And I want to make sure you understand that most of everybody, matter of fact, everybody that you see who's walking in strength today, at some season in their lives, they had doubts, they had fears, they had anxieties, but they trusted God. And they came out. You cannot come out of what you are stuck in if you don't trust God. Because trust is the key that opens the door. You remember the old saints when they would say, prayer is the key to the kingdom, but faith unlocks the door. There are many keys. To stick the key into the knob for it to open the door is not enough. You have to see if the key works. So how do you see if the key works? You turn it. And when you turn it by faith, it unlocks the door. It unlocks the healing. It unlocks the deliverance. It unlocks the peace. It unlocks salvation. Today, I beg you to know who you are in God. I beg you to know that the tools that are accessible to you in God, he's more than just a deity in a distance, ashore from us. He is God. He's our present help. And wherever life lands you, know that God's got you, and he's going to work it through for you. As a matter of fact, the old saints used to put it like this, while you're trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. So while you're trying to matriculate through, whatever you're trying to matriculate through, walk knowing it's already done. It's already fixed. It's already healed. It's already delivered. You already satisfied. He's already rejoined. He's already reconnected. Now you got to walk it out. Don't look for the pity party of people. Don't look for people to understand your position. But I need you to know that God has already worked it out for your good. You're better as a result of it. And if you're not already, you will be. But see, when you speak through the eyelids of faith, it is already so, even when it isn't so, until it becomes so. So today, rise and shine and let God have glory in your life. Today, I want you to rise and shine and let God have glory over your life, in your life, and through your life, because your life was created to worship Him, and you cannot worship Him if you're stressed out over something you cannot control. You cannot worship Him if you're going through traumatic events in your mental stability. You have to be able to free your mind, free yourself, and say, I'm going to trust God, and then walk it out, and knowing that everything is going to work in your favor. The scripture of today is Romans 14 and 8. Romans 14 and 8. Last night as I was preparing the word of God for the people of God, I began to look at this text. This is not the text of today, because the Lord gave me something that I think is going to bless our lives strongly today during worship. As I was preparing in one part of the message, this came up in my spirit. And I want to make sure it's in your spirit today. That's Romans chapter 14 and the 8th verse. Listen to what the Apostle Paul extends to us today. If we live, we live for the Lord. If we die to be with the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. See, that kind of stuff encourages my heart. Let me give it to you again. Paul says, if we live for the Lord. Then he moves a little bit further and say, if we die to be with the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Here's your word for the day. It's a win-win. It's a win-win. You can't lose with your life being rooted and grounded in Jesus. It's a win-win situation. It's a win-win because Paul says in the text, if we live, we're going to serve Him. They were giving Him all kind of options. Paul, we're going to get you. Paul, we're going to tear you apart. Paul, we're going to make sure that you never ever claim the name of Jesus again. And we're going to let you live while being under torture. Paul said, if you let me live, I'm going to still live for the Lord. I'm still going to speak of His goodness. I'm still going to speak of His kindness. I'm still going to speak of His tender mercies. He says, I'm going to still, if you let me live to see your torture while you trying to harm me and kill me. He says, I'm in a win-win situation. I'm just going to live for the Lord. I'm not going to stop my praise because of what I'm going through. Then they said, well, Paul, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to kill you. We're going to kill you. Trying to scare him. And Paul said, that's okay too. Because if I die, I'm going to be with the God who I serve. And I'll be in that land where the wicked has ceased from troubling. Now, I don't want anybody to think that, you know, death is something scary, because it's not. The people of God need to get out of their minds that death is a scary place. No, it's an ushering place to be in the presence of the Lord. This is why we who are Christians don't weep as those who don't have no hope or belief in Jesus Christ. Because that death, it should not be something that you are afraid of. Stop it, religious person. Stop believing that death is the end. It's the beginning of real life. Because we are in the presence of God. To be absent from the body, the Bible teaches us, is to be in the presence of the Lord. And while I didn't come to preach a funeral, I didn't come to encourage anybody to look forward to death, because the Bible also says every moment you live, enjoy each moment of it. But I come to tell you, don't be wearied when the doctor give you reports that you have an illness that may lead you to death. Well, that may usher you into the presence of the Lord. Change your mindset. Change your attitude. If you are going to live, it's going to be about Christ. If you die, you're going to be in his presence. You are in a win-win situation. You came, Reverend Ike used to say this from New York. He used to always say, but he was speaking of money, but I love the phraseology. He said, you can't lose with the stuff I use. And saints of God, who we are in Christ matter. It matters, my brother. It matters, my sister. It matters who you are rooted and grounded in. You're not rooted and grounded in Sun Yamun. He's dead and in a grave. Confucius, they're done. We know where they lie. But I got a God who once was in the grave, but he got up with all power in his hand. If he says, live on, I'll live on and continue to praise him. If he says, come home, I'll come home and be in his presence. We are in a win-win situation. Lift your head, my sister. Lift your head, my brother. Don't be discouraged. God wants you to look up and live. Live through whatever is happening in your life. Live through whatever is going on in your life. Smile, because you are speaking the things, you are walking out the things that may not be so until it becomes so. Oh, child of God, why can't you believe it today? Why can't you believe that it's going to be all right? Why can't you believe that you can't lose? You can't lose. You were born after you've given your life to Jesus Christ to victory. Your name is victory. Wherever life lands you, you land in a space of victory. It's a win-win circumstance with you. And it's refreshing to know, as a believer of God, that in Christ, it's a win-win situation. People don't understand it who's not in Christ, why you keep popping up, why you keep getting over it, why things are happening. Listen, just on Friday, I was in the office, and I was working on the Word of God. And while working on the Word of God, I just broke out saying, thank you. And my secretary, or I don't want to use the word secretary there, and my administrative assistant said, Pastor, you okay? I said, I'm sorry, I'm having a moment. I'm having a moment. And she said, you okay? You good? I said, I'm good. But I'm thinking about where God has brought us from, what God is doing, how God is opening up doors. I had to send the deacons and the ministers of our church a text message, because sometimes it overwhelms me of how much God is doing for us. We don't deserve it, but we are available. And that's what I'm trying to get you all to understand. You don't need to know all the roots of what I'm talking about now, but I sent out a text message to every one of our deacons and every one of our ministers, telling them to meet me somewhere, because I want to make sure that when I'm moving, God is being glorified and not me. And I don't want no edification, but I want God to get the glory out of everything that happens in the life of Ezion Fair, everything that happens in my own personal life. My brother, my sister, hear me today. God has us in a position. He's ready to bless us coming and bless us going. He has us in a position ready to launch the greatest thing that could ever happen in your life. But you have to release yourself and allow him to be God over your life. Your little feelings doesn't matter. The things that have happened that you didn't like doesn't matter. But what matters is you trust God. You believe God. As I was in the office on Friday and I was thanking God, I was telling him, thank you. Thank you. I see what you're doing. Thank you. I understand the enemy is going to come stronger. Thank you. I understand the enemy does not like the fact that you are blessing Ezion Fair. You're blessing us. And God, I pray that your presence will stay strong. This is what I constantly say to the Lord. I pray your presence will stay strong. And today, as I share with you, it's a win-win. That's the purpose for why I share that with you. You haven't been so great. We, Zion Fear, hasn't been so great. Pastor Curry hasn't been so great. We've all made mistakes. We've done things that were not pleasing to God, but the favor of God says you are in the right position. And because you are available, I'm going to make it a win-win situation for you. I'm not going to beat you for what you did wrong. I'm going to give you victory because you stuck with us to the end. And saints of God, pastors who are on the call, members of East Zion Fair, people who are belongs to other churches, make sure that you're giving God glory for everything. Don't try to get nothing for yourself, because getting something for yourself will only hurt you. Give God glory with your life. Give God glory with your voice. Give God glory with your whole being. Because when you do that, you can lose. You can't lose. There is no way you can lose, because God is victory. God is success. God has all power. God is the source. And since He's the source, everything, every resource derives from Him. I beg you today, I ask you today, to recognize the fact that you're in a win-win situation. Don't allow your problems to overshadow your position, your seated position in glory. You are in a win-win situation. You gave your life to the Lord. Yes, there have been trials. There have been tribulations. Yes, there have been hurts. There have been pains. But you gave your life to the Lord, and He made you a promise. That's a part of the message today. Israel didn't understand. They were the chosen people of God. And being the chosen people of God, no weapon that's formed against you, no person that comes at you will be able to win. Oh, yes, it may embarrass you, but embarrassment supposed to come to strengthen you and make you stronger, not to make you weaker. They didn't understand that. They thought every time they had an issue, God had departed. But God said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Can you trust the promise of God today? Can you trust the promise of God today? Because if you can trust the promise of God, God can trust you with His promises. Oh, that was good, Pastor. I felt that one. If you can trust the promise of God today, then God can trust you with His promises. He said, I'll never leave you. That's a promise. Now trust Him in your dark hours. Trust Him in your hurting hours. Trust Him when you feel abused and neglected and misused. Trust Him today, and He'll make everything all right. To my pastors who are on the call, I want you to trust Him to another level. I want you to trust Him to another level. I want you to trust Him and step out on it, because God has not brought you to the space so that you can reside and become stagnated. But God has brought you to the space so that He can know, I can trust you with something else. I can trust you with some more. To all of you who hear my voice today, you're in a win-win situation. You can't lose. And I ask the question very quickly, how is it that we're in a win-win situation? How do we know it? What was it? It's because we have unlimited favor. Listen to me. God's tangible presence for our success is there. You don't know where the blessings are flowing from. That's God saying, you don't have to know. Just know you got my favor. Listen to me, sister. I would rather have the favor of God than have $1 million. I would rather have the favor of God than have success. Can I tell you why? Because wherever I go, I'll have everything I need if I got the favor of God. That's why I know we're in a win-win situation. But there's another reason why I know. Because I walk in unlimited grace. Did y'all hear me today? Not only do I have unlimited favor, but I walk in unlimited grace. I am freed from the sins and their penalties. I walk in knowing I don't have everything perfect right in my life, but because of the grace of God, I'm able to succeed when others would fall, when others would die, when others won't have it. Oh, brother, my sister, do you hear me? I'm walking in the favor of God. I'm matriculating in the mercy of God. That's why I know it's a win-win situation. But there's one more.
because of my unlimited mercy that God gives me. He loves me. Did you know he loves you too? Did you know he loves you too much to allow what you're going through to beat you, to overcome you? He told Israel, I'm giving up the sermon already for tonight, for that morning. He told Israel, when Pharaoh's army was coming at them, he says, I know you feel that a mistake has been made, but I want you to do something. While they're coming at you, turn around and start walking towards them. Now, wait a minute. You told us that you would get us to the promised land. It looks like we're going backwards. The Lord says to them, turn around and you will see that I will give victory. You will see the glory of God revealed. God is saying it may feel like you have turned around and taken two or three steps backwards, but that's just to confuse the enemy. At the end, you're going to get victory. At the end, you're going to see God working in a powerful and mighty way. This morning, I beg you, my sister, I beg you, my brother, to understand that God has released you of the penalties, and he's put you in a situation where you will win. He has placed you in a situation where you will not die, but you will live. I thank each and every one of you every week that you take time to allow me to speak to your spirit. You are more than a conqueror. You cannot lose. You have a win-win situation going on in your life. Hold on to God. Paul says in our text today, he says, if I live, it's going to be for the Lord. I need you to testify to that today. If you're going to continue to live, regardless of what life brings you, it's going to be all about the Lord. There'll be a lot of hallelujahs. There'll be a lot of praise Jesus. There'll be a whole lot of glory to his name. But if I was to die, then I know I'm going to be with him in his presence, which means I'm not going to worry about my end, because my end is just my beginning. He says, whichever way, we're in a win-win situation. Could you lift your heads today? Could you lift your eyes today? Could you lift your spirits today and trust God and thank him for what he has done? Thank him for what he is doing and thank him for what he's about to do. Pastor, what is he about to do? He's about to deliver on what he said he would deliver on. His presence is there. Now the favor of God is about to start working. The grace of God is about to start working. And the mercy of God is about to seal it up. Pray with me this morning. Oh God, our Father, we thank you for your goodness, your kindness, and your tender mercies. We thank you, God, for grace. We thank you for peace. And we thank you for all that you have done, is doing, and will do in our lives. I pray today, God, you will strengthen us, that you will protect us, that you will keep us. Oh God, you are gracious and a kind God. You are an everlasting God. You are God who knows everything and you see everything. We trust you. We trust you, God, as we've never trusted you before. We recognize we don't deserve none of your blessings. We recognize we don't deserve your favor, your grace, your mercy. But God, you look beyond our faults and you cater to our need. And not only did you cater to our need, but you are constantly catering to our need. And God, we thank you. We thank you from the top, the bottom, and throughout our heart, because you have been faithful. All of our lives, you have been faithful. All of our lives, you have been faithful. When we didn't know what was going on, when we were doing everything that we were grown enough to do, you have been faithful. Your promise was over us. When we didn't know anything about your promise, you've been there, you took care of us, and we've lived to this moment. And God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and God, we give you praise. This morning, God, we thank you for Sister Karen Samuels. Strengthen her, God, as she goes through the recuperating process. Father, as she's home, give everything she needs, and we thank you. Father, we pray for Sister Earlene Simpson. Thank you, God, for what you did in her life. Thank you for the miracle that you bestowed. Yes, the doctor said one thing. Yes, the doctor turned, changed their mind. Yes, oh, we understand all that. But God, I give you glory because you did it. You give us another home run. You give us another miracle. I don't want to hear about the mistake of the doctor. I want to see the highlight of your goodness and your kindness. And God, we thank you. We thank you for Brother Robert Coleman. And we pray, God, you will continue to strengthen him moment by moment, day by day. Hold him close to you. We thank you for Brother Clinton Brown. Brother Joby, I pray, God, that you will continue to strengthen him as he goes through his recovery, as he goes through his recouping. I pray, God, you will be with him. I pray, God, that you will let him see you at another level. I pray, God, that when he comes through this, he'll be able to give you glory, be able to give you honor and give you praise. Lord, we lift up this morning Sister Wanda Jones. Continue to strengthen her and continue to keep her. Continue to hold her close. We ask, God, that you would bless Brother Keenan Hunt, Sister Ashley Murray, and Sister Michelle. Strengthen them, God, and bless them. Brother Ben Mobley. God, we list these names. You know who they are. You know their circumstances. We say these names out loud, God, not because you didn't know, but because, God, we want you to just give them a special blessing and a special anointing. And, God, now for those who have brought prayer lists to this call, I pray, God, your strength. I don't know their names, but, God, they are calling their names out right now. Give them strength, God. Give them wisdom. Give them power. Give them your healing, anointing, and your authority. Thank you, God, and God, for the pastors who are with us today. I pray, God, your strength over their lives. I pray as they mount the pulpit that you will give them the word of God so strong that men, women, boys, and girls will cry out, what must I do to be saved? I pray, God, that you would bless them coming and bless them going. When they open their mouths, they will have convincing power that the dying world will know that Jesus is life and he's come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you, O God. And now, God, for those who can hear my voice, I pray for them. I pray for the sanctuaries they will worship in today. I pray your peace. I pray your strength. And, God, I pray you would rest. Rest on the sanctuary. We rebuke you, Satan. You have no power. You have no authority. You have no glory. Father, rest in the sanctuaries today. Save somebody and deliver somebody. Give us a word from on high. And Father, when it's all said and done, find that we will worship you. We will be faithfully worshiping you, giving you glory and giving you honor. This is our prayer today. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.